This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on June 21st, 2026. African businesses are quietly building their own power grid, turning to solar, storage, and pay-as-you-go energy to escape unreliable grids. This shift is driven by the need for reliable power, and companies are finding that self-generation is becoming a crucial part of their operations. For builders and operators, this means investing in on-site power generation and energy storage to ensure a stable supply of electricity, which can be a significant upfront cost, but one that pays off in the long run. What does this mean for the future of power generation on the continent, and will data center operators become de facto power companies as they increasingly self-generate and sell surplus power to the grid? In Morocco, the government is funding its startups with state-linked and local capital, backed by a new $270 million war chest, as foreign venture capital stays cautious. This move is a significant boost to the country's startup ecosystem, and it will be interesting to see how this investment is allocated and which sectors will benefit the most. For investors, this is a sign that Morocco is committed to developing its tech industry, and they should be looking at opportunities to invest in local startups. As we look at the Moroccan startup ecosystem, it's worth asking, what role will local capital play in shaping the continent's tech industry, and will we see more countries following Morocco's lead in funding their own startups? The race to build AI that actually speaks Africa's languages is on, with labs working on local language models, but it's a challenging task. Most AI systems barely understand African languages, and building models that can comprehend and generate human-like language is a complex problem. For AI developers, this means investing in local language training data and partnering with local experts to build models that can serve the African market. Yesterday, we talked about the importance of embedded finance in Africa's informal retail sector, and language is a critical component of that. So it's interesting to see the intersection of AI and local languages in this context. The Pan-African expansion trap is a real phenomenon, where founders are tempted to expand too quickly across the continent, but this can be a recipe for disaster. For founders, it's essential to prove one market deeply before chasing a continent of 54 countries, and to focus on building a strong foundation in one market before expanding to others. So what's the right approach to expansion, and how can founders balance the need to grow with the need to build a solid foundation in each market? And will we see more founders taking a cautious approach to expansion in the future? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akayaza.